This is a self-care snippet from the Worthy Mother podcast. As mothers, we need to prioritize our own care. Within this few-minute long episode, you will hear how our past guests prioritize their own self-care and some tips on how you can do the same. Let's get into it.
I'm really big on meditation, so which I know, you know, it's not for everybody, but, you know, meditation doesn't have to look like, I feel like when people envision meditation, they're like, you know, you're in like a Zen room and there's this music playing and you just zone out for like an hour. I'm lucky if I can meditate for like 5 or 10 minutes a day with the circus that I have going on. So, you know, but that grounds me for the day. You know, the point is to be intentional and to be present. So do what you need to do for you that gets you to that state of being present. Another way I like to meditate is folding laundry. I feel like I have like epiphanies that come when I'm sitting there folding laundry and I sit with my phone. And when I have things that come to me, I just voice record them as I'm folding laundry. Like one of my biggest, like best content that I get for like my business is when I'm folding laundry. Like I should probably be like, this is a laundry thought. Because I just get into the zone when I'm doing laundry. Like, so, you know, being present doesn't have to look like sitting in, you know, crisscross applesauce and, you know, zoning out or whatever. You can take the time in the shower, you know, when you have those few unbothered moments to yourself to shower. Make an intention, you know, when I step out of the shower, I'm going to look for 5 positive things that happened today. You know, and a big thing for me is gratitude, really stepping into gratitude. That really helped me heal and propel forward in so many ways. But starting that journey to gratitude, when I heard that and observed that, I was like, I don't know what to be grateful for because I was just in such a negative state of being, you know, everything happening to me. I never seen the beauty that was around me. So I found this, I don't know, I think I found it on Pinterest, and it was gratitude to the senses. So taking the day, every day I would wake up and give gratitude to the first thing I could hear, see, taste, touch, and smell. And once I was able to do that, it kind of evolved into this, okay, I'm seeing the beauty around me. Maybe let's start going within, seeing the beauty within me, the things that I don't give recognition to because I'm so focused on what wasn't or what happened that there's so much beauty within me that I'm not even regarding. So let's start giving that attention and see where it takes us. And it took me far. So gratitude's another thing that I would say, you know, gratitude to the senses. So simple, doesn't take long. You know, as moms, we have a lot on our plates. Sometimes it's hard to find time to ourselves. And I know a lot of times people are like, you can find time to yourself. And sometimes that's really hard. You know, at the end of the day, you're so tired. And in the morning, you know, you're busy sending the kids off to school that it really is hard to find time to yourself. But, you know, knowing that time can just be 5 or 10 minutes a day and it can improve your life in the biggest ways. And, you know, a lot of times we may think, well, 5, 10 minutes, that's not going to do anything. I thought that too. But 5 or 10 minutes, consistency is key. Doing those things, pouring into yourself, making intentions, being present, giving gratitude. And it will all help. And it's a beautiful way to give yourself self-care. Last thing I would recommend, which is also simple and what we can do as we're getting ready for the day, even if it's throwing your hair up, look in the mirror and say one beautiful thing about yourself. Mirror work is incredible. It's one thing to say things in your mind, but when you speak it and look at yourself in your eyes, it has a totally different impact. So that I think is important as well.
Like what you heard? You can find the link to the full episode in the show notes and tune in for new episodes of the Worthy Mother podcast every Tuesday. You are worthy, Mama.